This is a really great story coming from one of the South's best writers. Sue Monk Kidd is best known for her book, The Secret Life of Bees, which was a phenomenal bestseller a few years back. Came across the story of these two sisters, Sarah and Angelina Grumke. The two of them were probably the most notorious women of the 1830s. They were kind of crazy liberal abolitionists, but even a little too hot button for the abolitionists of the era, and basically got chased out of Charleston. I mean, they were radical for the North. They were just pariahs in the South.
Yeah.
And they toured all over the country giving these kind of fire and brimstone lectures about the evils of slavery.
Yeah.
They're pivotal characters, yet completely unknown now. They've been kind of wiped off the face of the earth. But Sue Monk Kidd, you know, fell in love with them. She's down in Charleston. They are Charleston women, and she starts researching them. And she finds in some of their early papers the story of Sarah's 11th birthday gift, which was her handmaiden.
Handmaiden?
Yes, a slave to
take care of her. Oh, I see. Yeah.
And Sarah teaches her to write, and consequently, the slave was essentially whipped to death.
Because of that.
Yeah. Kidd believes that was the pivotal moment in their lives.
For both of the girls.
For these two girls. So she takes this story and transforms it, as only Sue Monk Kidd can, into this novel. So Sue Monk Kidd will be at the First Baptist Church in Decatur on Thursday at 7 o'clock. The new year is a time for hope, John, and if you want to look for hope in the reconciliation of our political process, there's really only one place to look, and that is the marriage of James Carville and Mary Madeline.
We've become that desperate.
Yeah. They're coming to town tomorrow night to talk about their book, Love and War, 20 Years, Three Presidents, Two Daughters, and One Louisiana Home.
And for those not familiar with these two names,
they are kind of the first couple of political pundits. James Carville, who's a certainly one of the architects of Bill Clinton's rise to power, and Mary Madeline, who was one of the main Republican strategists.
I'm not having this conversation with him, John.
I'm sorry,
but I want to have a conversation.
I'm sorry, but the person...
They're hilarious folks. They bring this fantastic sense of humor to their book talks, and obviously to be in the business and to be kind of on opposite sides of the board, they have a great sense of humor. So they're bringing that to the Atlanta History Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Darren, it's no secret that teenagers, just by their very nature, have a lot to deal with. But the young girl at the heart of this next story, her plate is extra full.
Yeah. Haley Kincaid is the hero of Laurie Hall Sanderson's new book, The Impossible Knife of Memory. And she's a remarkable character, as all of Laurie Hall Sanderson's are. She's a teenager. In the past 5 years, she's been on the road with her father, Andy, who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. He's a Iraqi vet, and he's kind of been fleeing his own ghosts. But after 5 years on the road, they come home to their town that Haley grew up in. And when she comes home, the question is whether this is going to be the end of the problems for him, whether this is going to lead to some healing or whether it's going to drag him down further. But they've been kind of ordered to come home and so that Haley can be in school. She's a, she's a teenager. This is Haley's first chance to be a normal girl, and she falls for one of the local boys, a guy named Finn, and, you know, so it's kind of a romance, but as is the case of all of Laurie Hall Sanderson's books, there's a lot of real tough questions dealt with in here. It's substantive. It's really worthwhile reading, and it's tough issues, and it's stuff that, you know, a lot of kids are faced today. So Laurie Hall Sanderson, she's going to be at the Decatur Library Auditorium on Friday night at 7 o'clock.